Well, this weekend, the annual Tournament of Champions Golf Tournament will be getting underway at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Matt Mullinex is the chairman of the Tournament of Champions Committee at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club and heading up all the preparations for the event. He's in studio with us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. Busy time.
Yes, it has been a very, very busy time this year, especially this past week.
A lot, as we all know, with anything that requires registrations and sign-ups, a lot of things tend to happen at the last minute. And I know the sign-up deadline was earlier this week, but, you know, we're not one to turn away people when they might miss a deadline or two. So you always have a lot of last-minute activity, and we like to welcome as many folks as we can. Sounds like you got pretty good turnout this year.
Yes, we do. We've got 88 golfers signed up here as of right now. And, we've got a few of our late registrations that come in, and basically that's because some of your tournaments, your club tournaments, are just held this past weekend. So, you know, they're not finding out till Sunday evening that they've qualified for our tournament here in Atlantic. And so for some of them, a couple of days maybe to work out a schedule due to our, you know, being a three-day tournament, you know, they need to make sure schedules are going to work and everything. So there's a little leeway in there. And so, yeah, there's just usually a few scragglers in the last few days, but for the most part, we're able to get a lot of it done in the first half of the week. And be ready to go for the weekend. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's good to see some names. When I look at the list, I see a lot of familiar names, some of them because they're folks that play here locally in the area, and in some cases, it's guys who've been coming here for a long time.
Yeah, you know, when I went back through the list, I see we've got there's 16 members of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and I've got 8 members of Nishna Hills home there. And I've got one guy that calls both of them. So you've got 25 golfers that are locally from just right here in the community that are members. So yeah, that's, you know, about 20% of your group there, or 25% of the group is local flavor. But they're all good golfers, too. So well, they bring something to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at some of the others, too, from different places like Griswold Country Club. Crestwood Hills in Anita has some members playing. Audubon Country Club. Quail Hollow over at Neola. I mean, Harlan has some golfers at both of the courses up there. We've got a number of folks from around the region here that enjoy coming back.
Yes, they do. And, you know, talking about Griswold Golf Country Club, we've got Jason Reynolds is going to be back this year. It's been a couple years since he's golfed with us. And so Jason will be back along with both of his boys, Jake and James. So a little local flair, family affair for those two. And speaking of family affairs, we've also got Matt Warish. It's been a number of years since Matt's been able to golf with us. He's been a past champion. And this year, his boy Hank. Hank is 19 and in college, plays golf collegiately, and he's been doing real well. He's had a real well summer of golf. He's finished in the top 5 in a couple of amateur events throughout the state this summer. So I think he'll really raise the level of the competition as well.
Well, it's a generational tournament, I guess, anymore. When you look at it, this is kind of a milestone tournament this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, this is number 64, so the 60th annual Tournament of Champions here for 2018. So we're excited to have the numbers that we do. We've got 51 participants that'll be in our championship division. Then we have 20 golfers in our senior division, which is age 50 to 64, and our super seniors, which is 65 and above, has risen each year. We've gotten a few more, and this year we'll be up to 17 participants in there. So that group kind of keeps growing a little bit every year, and you kind of see the transition from some of those guys that are seniors, and then they get to that 65, and they're like, hey, I'm going to take the opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and jump up to the next group, and they do. So that group kind of keeps growing. And the senior division, that's kind of stayed pretty constant as of right now, our numbers the last few years in there. But those two divisions actually, you know, bring a lot to the table as well, you know. And I think that senior division really can be pretty competitive sometimes. Last year was probably one of our most competitive groups was the senior division.
Absolutely. And it's not automatic. It's not like you age into it. You qualify to play in that tournament, but we've seen several examples of guys who could have played in the senior tournament, but they still feel like they're competitive enough then that they can play well in the championship division.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know if it's proper to name names, you know, that are in that over 50 that could, I don't know if they want us to go there, but yeah, I've got a few past champions that are eligible to be senior players, but you know, they've still, and rightfully so, because they've been very competitive, but they still want to golf in that championship division, and they still are. So you know, that's always nice to see that they continue to do that. And plus, you know, they are good, so they're competing all 3 days at the top of the leaderboard in there. So but yeah, you know, you got to progress into there and still qualify to come back and everything. So but yeah, it's you know, and I've got and he won't mind bother, you know, Rick Thompson, you know, he didn't mark a sheet this year, so I called him because he's even out above the 65. He's been coming for years, and I said, Rick, I go, you didn't mark your sheet. I said, are you doing senior or are you jumping up to super? Matt, got second 5 years in that senior. He says, as long as I still got it, I'm gonna golf that senior. So Rick will be in the senior division, and yeah, he actually tied for first last year but lost in the playoff there. So nope, he'll be back with his whole group, and he'll have a good time.
Just that close. Just can't get over it.
That goes right back to it. I think that's what keeps him. He wants to get that one more championship because he has been so close even the last couple of years. So. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a lot of fun. It's good to see, because that's what makes it kind of fun. And it's all in good fun. These guys, they all get along real well. A lot of these guys are best buddies. They see each other all the time. But, you know, for some of these guys, too, it's a different situation. There are a lot of these golfers playing in this tournament this weekend that are not on the amateur tour here in Iowa. They're not frequenting some of these other events. They might play in a weekend event where they're, you know, it might be an 18-hole, one-day deal. In some cases, like the Atlantic Open, it might be a two-day deal. But for them to have to sit down and play three solid rounds of golf back to back to back, something they're not familiar with.
That would be correct, Jim, and that's what makes our tournament just a little bit more unique than some of the others, is that 3-day aspect of it. And it is a grueling 3 days, you know, and it's going to be this, you know, starting today, because of it's going to be a little warm out there for some of those that start mid-morning to noontime. You know, they're going to be golfing right in the heat of the day and throughout the weekend. But some of these guys that golf really well on the first day, you know, they've got these great scores and they're excited and everything, because you know, they're used to the getting out on that first day, and then they come back the next day and it's like a little sore, and whoa, that was a lot, took a lot out of me. And then you got the third day still. So it is tough, and if you haven't done that or something close to that simulation, it's going to be tough, or you know, just used to it.
Yeah, for some of us, we know how difficult it is to put two shots or two holes or front and back or, you know, together and to make a decent round, let alone to be able to put three full rounds together and concentrate through that through the 3 days. So, yeah, that's a challenge in itself, too.
Yes, it is.
Well, hopefully we don't have any too many controversies on the course, because I'd hate to have the tournament chairman, Matt Mullinex, have to step in and solve an issue with Jim Mullinex. That would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. I hope he plays like he's supposed to, plays pretty fairly. So, yeah, he's in there. You know, we've got quite a few. You look at that, you and I were talking off the air, you look at some of those super seniors, and you've got a whole list of former administrators and teachers in there. So I guess that's what they do in retirement. You got Bruce Henderson, Roger Herring, Alan Yelly. And
I guess there's a benefit to having all those summers
because Gaylord Schelling in there. So
very good. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I think we had Gary Wax was part of it last year. So, yeah you've got to those guys. So but they all have a good time, and you alluded to earlier our guys coming in, you know, Friday's kind of the pairings, when we put the pairings together on Friday, it's kind of, they kind of request times, but the biggest thing I get is the request, hey, can I golf with this guy, can I golf with this guy? And we try to honor those requests, because once Friday's done, then they're being paired up based off of their score from Friday, and then from Friday and Saturday for Sunday. So you see a lot of those pairings, and the guys are, you know, getting together and just being able to golf for the 18 holes with them and then going in and socializing afterwards. And it's the one time a year that they may get to see that individual, you know, or they keep up now, you know, maybe through social media, but they definitely request to get paired up with their, I guess, original groupings. And I can always, you know, after doing this for a lot of years, you can just, okay, that group's going to be together and it's going to be late morning and, you know, but they have a good time and they're very appreciative of that. And that's what makes them continue to come back is because of that, those little small things that we do out there that make it just a little bit unique.
You bet. Well, you mentioned the social aspect. It's not just the golfers that are social. This is an entire social weekend. Everyone is welcome to come out. It's a fan-friendly event. There's food, there's drink, there's an opportunity to get out on the course and wander around. The only thing we ever ask is just be careful where you ride your cart or where you step. We don't want to interfere with play.
That's exactly right, Jim. You bet. Welcome anybody from the entire community, surrounding area, to come out and watch. Like you said, we've got refreshment locations off of number 6 tee box on the front. Of course, you got the clubhouse, and then back by our bathhouse on the road that cuts through the course there, about toward hole 12 and 17 and some of those holes right back in there. You know, there's refreshments out there, so you want to come out, bring a chair, find a shade tree that's, like you said, not in the way. Refreshment, if you got a cart, you want to bring it out and just be careful driving around. But, yeah, more than willing to be out there. We'll have lunch being served on our deck. Be hamburgers, you know, each day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they'll be for sale. It's like, I think, $5 lunch, chips and a sandwich. I mean, you know, so whatever. It's definitely love to see the crowd out there. The players love it. You know, we had a first guy last year, a new one from Woodward area, just outside of Des Moines, and he's coming back this year. And you know, last year was his first year, and he was just amazed because I didn't think it was like this. You know, I just thought I was coming to this little tournament. He says, you know, you guys get this huge crowd. He goes, we got this radio station covering us over here. And you know, and then so he called up his he just came by himself. He called up his family, and they came over on Sunday. He's like, "You got to come over." So, sure enough, there Sunday morning, there's his, and he was so excited that his kids could come, and his wife, you know, came over, and you know, we let him swim in the pool just to kill some time. There were some younger kids, and he just thought it was great. You know, such great hospitality, and that's what we try to do. You know, out there, all the members are pitching in on that aspect of it and helping out. So
excellent. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8:30 tee times. I know the first couple of days, I think 9 o'clock on Sunday, but get good morning starts, and most of the tee times will be finished up by probably somewhere around the noon hour thereabouts. So be prepared to get on out and make a good day of it and enjoy and make some friends, see some friends, and enjoy some food and drink, and just have a good time with the 60th Annual Tournament of Champions at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. And keep checking KJAN and KJAN.com. We'll be there all weekend. Hope to see you there.
Okay.
Thanks for coming out. Good. Appreciate it.
You bet.